When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a do-or-die game three, Keith?
No, I don't think that I am. I was very excited after the first game, and I was talking about how excited we all are to have playoff baseball back.
Yep.
And then the other end, you get that last night. You get the old flip side.
Yeah,
I didn't love that.
I think at one point I was like, it'll be fun to talk about either way. Nah, I was wrong.
No.
This is less fun.
Especially when they're in New York and they keep flashing all the idiot fans in the stands and you just get so mad and you're like, oh my God, this is like a 20 years ago. You felt every single pitch, every single win and loss. You just wore it.
In some ways, that's good though.
No, it like, is. In some ways. That's what it should be. I get it.
Looking at all the bleacher creatures out there.
Oh, my God.
And
Tim Hill, one of them, running out of the bullpen.
Getting your blood boiling watching this.
Yeah.
I know we haven't even talked about this, but I saw your tweet last night.
I hate him.
Cruz?
Unbelievable. But it is good. Like, in the moment, you're like,
is this guy effing kidding me?
He's like,
is this guy out of his mind?
He's pumping his chest. Like, that would have been a home run in every ballpark, sir. Also, they should have scored on you earlier. Trevor Story almost had a grand slam off you.
You gave up a moon rocket, and you're celebrating like you did anything.
Oh, first of all, the series is over, and that he's the greatest pitcher ever, and he just got out Babe Ruth. It's like, you didn't do any of that. You didn't strike out Ted Williams. Like, what are you doing? That guy, oh, my God, I can't stand that guy. But that's good. Remember Jeff Nelson?
Yeah.
Oh, did I hate Jeff Nelson?
Ooh, I hated
the look of Jeff Nelson.
I didn't like Paul O'Neill.
I hated Paul O'Neill.
Scott Brosius.
They had a million of them.
Yeah.
But like some of the pitchers, like you really learned to like hate. Like Andy Pettit.
Ugh.
Andy Pettit, hey, I can't see your eyes, Andy Pettit. Why don't you lift your head up a little bit, Andy Pettit? Can't stand these guys.
Billy's trying to worm out of the way. Remember how Billy loves Jorge Posada? You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, Billy.
Billy, get out of here. He urinated on his hands.
I saw Billy trying to sneak
up. He did have good grip, though.
He was Homer Simpsoning out of my view. I could see it right when we started talking about this. Yeah,
Scott Brosius, I hated his stupid face. Luis Soho, oh, did I hate Luis Soho?
Yeah.
I hated the whole team.
Kareem
I hated everybody.
Garcia.
Oh,
Bernie Williams,
get out of here.
Awesome.
Gerald Williams.
Bernie Williams was fine.
Bernie Williams sucked. They're like, oh, he plays the guitar. I don't give a rat's ass. Everybody plays the guitar. That's what they would say. Oh, you know Bernie Williams can really strum it. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need another story about Bernie Williams singing a love ballad.
Do we even say Jeter, or is that too obvious?
I couldn't stand Jeter. Couldn't stand any of them.
No, but
they kind of pained me when they got Sheffield because I was like Sheffield.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have him.
No, they're hateable again.
No, but that was the thing. Is like even
Cruz,
a couple years ago,
Jazz Chisholm, the dumb fans out there.
Yes,
like that's a hateable team.
Because in reality,
that's nice.
In reality, Aaron Judge is not hateable. Like he just isn't. Like he's really good and like not that hateable.
No, unless you hate freakishly tall people with ogre voices.
And like Garrett Cole's not in. He's hurt. And Garrett Cole, he's just such like a twerp, right? So he's like an easy guy to root against.
Right.
He is. He's like one of the best pitchers in the world. And yet when you hear him, he's like, I don't like the pitch clock. You're like, okay, so. They kind of needed that a little bit, I think. Like, you get another guy on the list that you're like, I can't stand that guy. And the next time he pitches in a game, which could be tonight, you hope they hit the ball and it just never lands. And they just walk around the bases staring at him, doing the little turbulence dance the whole way.
Do the turbulence.
Yes.
Moonwalk your way around. Yes, like please. Your Rod Tidwell, like dance like that around the bases.
Do the worm.
Yeah.
Do the worm all yeah, the way around like the
bases. That's what you got. This guy asked for it.
He asked for it.
This guy declared war.
And what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Thank you.
Do the worm around the bases if you hit a home run off that guy.
But no, so
it was
look.
Brutal. And there's so many points in the game. And that's what happens when it's the playoffs. And that's what happens when it's decided by one run.
Yeah.
But there are so many moments from that game to sort of highlight.
We said yesterday, like the one-off for a playoff game we both preferred. Now that it's a little mini series, I'm kind of happy that you're getting the hatred back in Red Sox Yankees. Maybe the rivalry's back to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
We could talk about it all day long. 617-779. 7937, that's your phone number and the text line. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch.
The rivalry is back on.
And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. What are you snickering
at? Some good text earlier in the show. Stop making fun of Andy Pettit. He's basically Hunter Dobbins' uncle, for Christ's sakes.
Good point. I forgot about
Remember
that.
Hunter Dobbins' dad.
Good point.
One of the great lies.
One of the all time.
One of the all great time lies.
So you guys,
Ben Rice, also hateable. Agree that I agree. I don't like Ben Rice.
I don't like Ben Rice either. Although, I think Boone might fall into a trap with Rice.
Oh, I don't like Boone either. That's a great one.
And Chisholm, and I bet he's going to get all his lefties in against a lefty tonight because he's an idiot. But we can get to that later on with all your phone calls.
Uh-huh.
You can vent. You can discuss how hateable the Yankees are. Plus, let's get into the specifics. Last night from the Red Sox. Losing game two. We were told all day long Cora's going to empty the bucket. And my God, did he.
Wow.
Real quick hook on Brian Bale, which we can debate.
Yep.
2 1/3. 2 earned. He's felt like he was melting down. Wilson gets in there and gets out of it. Bullpen pieces it together to a degree. Although, I don't know who's left out there tonight, which is the problem with treating game two like a do or die. There is a game three.
Can Crochet go try to win?
I don't believe Crochet's
up tonight. I kind of like him.
Then you had the Jaron Duran drop in the outfield. You had Sadon Rafaela, who can't bunt, had multiple cracks at it. I heard the morning show discussing how much of that is on Cora. I wouldn't put much of that on Cora personally. Rafaela's going to get a bunt down there. I would put Eaton, I think, not scoring, coming around third on the third base coach, Kyle Hudson. But put it on whoever you want, Hudson or Eaton. That's how they lost to me. That was the play where they lost. And then the one thing I would blame Cora for, beyond a quick hook with Bayo, which we can debate, is just how long he left Whitlock in the game. Like, he let Whitlock go in there and throw his arm off to the point where Whitlock after the game is like, yeah, I was pretty tired, but I just stay out there till AC comes and gets me. So I think those are all the flashpoint plays. If I missed anything, Keith, let me know. How'd they lose the game? Who do we blame most?
Kyle Hudson lost the game for him. I blame Kyle Hudson the most. That was a play, even when you didn't even see what was going on, when you watched it first before the replay, you were like, oh, man, Yoshida almost came through with another hit. Chisholm's in the hole, then throws it. He throws it, like, from his, like, keister. And you're like, oh, Nate Eaton's fast. Nate Eaton's going to score here. Like, they're going to get a run. And then they don't. And you're like, well, what the hell happened? And then you show it. And this is one where they had a great aggressive base running in game one, right? Nick Sogard had the scouting report, and Nick Sogard knew, hit to the outfield to Aaron Judge, I'm going to second base. And he did it, and it was great. We all applauded him. This is one where, yes, some of it needs to be player instincts, but I think more of it is on the third base coach because there's two outs. He's hauling ass over to third, and Kyle Hudson has to be his eyes there. He has to be able to be like, all right, what's going on? Chisholm made the play, but it's not going to be an on-target throw, and then the ball might square away. And if you have enough momentum, what are the chances that Ben Rice is going to be able to pick it? Which he didn't, but I'm saying, like, what are the chances that he's able to do that and then turn around and then fire home and then still get Nate Eaton, who is fast? So Nate Eaton maybe should have been a little bit more aware. He's probably like, I don't want to get thrown out. I'm not going to blow through a stop sign or anything. And it just seemed like Kyle Hudson kind of froze there. So that cost him the game. Maybe it's too big a moment for him. I'm not sure. But I thought that was, out of all the plays, and you highlighted a bunch of them, that's the one that stands out to me the most.
Same.
That's the one that I'm most pissed about.
Same. Like, I was celebrating in my living room. I'm like,
how do you not score? Yoshida,
this guy's
unbelievable.
I'm like, Yoshida did it again.
Yeah.
Shut up, all you Devers people.
Yeah.
Yoshida did it again. They took the lead. And
there's
then I'm
no
like,
excuse for him not to score there.
I'm like, why aren't they updating the score?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they show Eaton at third. I'm like, what the hell base did he start on? I was like, was he not on second? How the hell did he not score
Did he have time to score and then run back to third to high-five Hudson? Or no? No, he just pinned him to third base?
So
that was awful.
What you just said, Keith, and again, I guess we can decide who to blame. I would lean Hudson as well. I've watched enough replays where Hudson
there's a lot of angles of that.
Hudson's holding him up, and as you just said, he's got to be his eyes. Like, Eaton's trusting the third base coach there. We've seen Eaton get held up in controversial plays where Hudson held him earlier this year. We saw Eaton make a difference with his speed against the A's just a couple of weeks ago.
He's fast.
Where he took off and scored. So just to highlight what you just said, and this is somewhat repetitive, but there's some numbers in here that I want to read.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gordo on Twitter from Playtessie, check him out on the Odyssey app. He says, if Jazz gets Yoshida, means fields it cleanly, innings over. But you have Eaton standing at second. He's going on contact. If the throw gets away, which it did, Eaton scores easily because he's going around third at full speed.
Right.
And even if Yoshida beats a clean throw, which it wasn't, Rice has first percentile arm strength.
Here we go. This is good stuff.
And has to turn from a stretch and make a perfect strike.
He's not doing it.
To get Eaton, who has a 98th percentile sprint speed, home.
Ooh,
so they track
buddy.
All this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Too long didn't read. Rice can't throw. Eaton super fast.
Got it.
Why wasn't he going?
And two down. Right? Two down. And ball was immediately hit on the ground.
You're going
two
contact.
Down anyway, so it was a carriage.
Chisholm has to dive.
The play
took forever. The throw bounces. Rice doesn't even field it cleanly. How do you not score there? That's how you lost the game.
I mean, 100%. That was, like, in real time. And then once they started showing the replays, you're like, oh, my God, there's no excuse for this. So I guess part of you could say, hey, Nate Eaton's just got to go anyway and got to, like, know his speed or whatever, I guess. Kyle Hudson's the one that has to be aware of not just Aaron Judge's arm strength, but Ben Rice's 1% arm strength and Jazz Chisholm's arm and everybody out there. Like, that's your job.
That's what the third base coach
needs
to know.
You know how fast your guys are, and you know how bad the arms are of everybody else out there. You know where you're at in the game. You know that offense has really been at a premium this entire series. That's a no-brainer. You have to score. So he screwed that up. That is on Kyle Hudson.
$10 shake in the Twitch chat said, it's the one time we needed wave him in Wendell.
See, oh, Wendell. Oh,
Wendell Kim would have been like, you're in there.
Send
him
in.
Good point by the Twitch chat, which I don't often say.
He screwed him. You know, some of the other ones, I think Jaren Duran has to catch the ball in left field. That's an obvious one.
Horrible play.
The bunt. I know the bunt was a great bunt debate.
Can we just
stick
with Duran for a moment? Because I do want to. The bunt debate, there's a lot,
great
too.
Great bunt debate.
Just, I didn't want Duran in the lineup last night. I do want him in there tonight. I want him in against a righty. I didn't want him in against a lefty. And this is not to pile on Will, but Will said yesterday, well, you want him in there for his defense, which I didn't agree with yesterday. And
he's not good defensively.
What I would have done was I would have got Abreu in right, and if you want to be consistent and fair, Abreu almost killed Rafaela in the first game by running him over.
No, those are two of the best defenders in baseball, and that they still came up with that kind of play. Yeah, you're right.
If you're really prioritizing defense and you're not worried about the lefty stick, Abreu's the better defender. He should have been in the lineup last night for this defense. Duran shouldn't have been in there, I don't think. And you could have had Eaton flip over to the other side. You could have played Ref Snyder in the outfield. Like, there's a bunch of things you could have done instead.
And so that's what really annoyed me. But Durant should be in there tonight. And I have a feeling Durant's going to make a play tonight, but I guess we'll see.
I hope so.
On the bunt.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a lot. I didn't realize there was going to be a debate about who to blame.
I think it was
this.
The biggest debate they've had in a long time.
It was riveting.
Yeah.
It was the most riveting part is when Shime presented
facts
to Wiggy.
Yeah.
That Rafaela fouled off the first one.
Wiggy rejected it.
Then he popped up the second one, and Wiggy still did not believe it. Then Wiggy proceeded to watch a 19-minute video or whatever where it didn't even show the clip he was looking for. And so last I heard, unless I missed it at the end, he was still dug in on
he
this.
He also wouldn't go to ESPN's website because it's too much left-wing politics. Anyway.
I think we can all agree with that.
Anyway, this is one I do. I put on Quora. I feel like you got to know if your guy can do it, and you also got a second chance to back out on it as well.
So if I was going to put it, I blame Rafaela. Like, get the bunt down, you a-hole.
But not everybody can bunt. Everybody should. I agree. Everybody in the major leagues should be able to bunt. Not everybody can.
Have you ever shot that shot? Do you work on that shot?
Have you ever bunted? Have you ever worked on bunting? I don't know.
I put it on Rafaela. I get what you're saying.
Okay.
If I was going to put anything on Cora, and trust me, I'd love to pile on Cora. I'm not putting this on him.
After you see the first one.
When you get a look at the first one and it didn't look right.
Like, oh, boy.
Be like, yeah, you know that plan that we had? Scrap that. Like, you're swinging away. So to me, if you wanted to put anything on Cora, it's that. He got a look at it. It didn't look right. He kept it on, although Cora was weaselly after the game and was like, well, I'm not going to tell you if that was me or if Rafaela was doing it on his own because I don't want to give the Yankees any advantage. It was you, Cora. You can just wear that. You can just wear that. He was weaselly about it. Yeah. Like, he's always weaselly. But I put that on Rafaela. Get the bunt down.
Oh, they should be able to bunt, but you also have to know your roster. Like, are you going to just, in that situation, does everybody get the, all right, we're going to bunt here? Or do you have to know, like, I don't know if I trust this guy to bunt? And then I think even more so, once you see the first one and him going after a pitch that was not a strike, and you're like, oh, boy. Like, maybe this isn't the guy we want bunting. He's such a free swinger, too. He's capable of, I mean, we saw him, he put them into the playoffs with one swing. So he's very streaky as a hitter. We've seen some great runs from him. We've seen some really cold patches with Rafaela. But, no, that one, it's lower on the list. I mean, the biggest coach/manager blunder was clearly Kyle Hudson, way more than that individual thing with Cora. But I would say that was one that one's a little bit more split between the two than, say, like Nate Eaton and Kyle Hudson.
The thing, again, I would put on Cora is he just let Whitlock throw his arm off last
night. No, so I think taking Bayo out earlier, I was way more okay with
me
than
too.
Just leaving Whitlock out to die. Because one thing that we sort of hit on throughout the year and as we were getting ready for the playoffs is Whitlock, Chapman are the best 8-9 guys in the majors. Chapman will be the Rolaids relief man, or should be.
Should be.
If they give out a holds award, it should go to Garrett Whitlock for all the holds he's had. But they're also very, very good when they're asked to get 3 outs. Early in the season, Garrett Whitlock was asked to get 6 outs a lot, and he wasn't as effective. And then as soon as they trimmed it down to 3 outs, 1 inning, awesome. Like, didn't give up runs. Same with Chapman. Doesn't really do that thing where he gets 4, 5, 6 outs. And so we know it's the playoffs. We know it's all hands on deck. As soon as I saw Whitlock warming up in the inning that he was warming up in, I was like, all right. Like, I'm not saying I predicted him to get shelled, but I just thought, all right, this is going to be tough. Like, I don't know if he can do it.
I didn't have a problem asking him to get 6. I had a problem sticking with him after Wells.
He threw 47 pitches.
Yeah.
He threw twice as many pitches as Bayo.
He got Rice on a strikeout. He got Stanton to ground out. It actually looked like it was going to be an easy 8th inning. And then he walks Chisholm on 7 pitches, and he gives up the hit to Wells. And that is where I wonder why Cora left him in the game. Now, look, he didn't give up any more runs from there. Volpe single, McMahon walk. So you had to walk a tightrope. Totally got out of it with a Grisham ground out. But that, to me, when you just see the guy wavering, I would have stuck with him up until that point. But when you see the guy wavering, I would have got him out of the game. I'm with you on pulling Bayo early, Keith. In real time, I didn't hate it. That one, admittedly, is more of a second guess because you look at it now and you're like, why'd you have to piece it together late and lean on Whitlock for so many pitches? Oh, that's right, because you pulled your pitcher in the third
inning. Yeah, but Bayo didn't have it.
So I agree. Yeah. That one, to me, again, is a second guess. But that was a real quick hook. And if we're going to sit here and praise Cora, there was a caller today to Greg's show, and I'm happy Chris called him out on it. But he's like, is Cora Cora's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Is he ever going to get any credit? I'm like, did you listen yesterday?
I was going to say, oh, that was a credit tsunami
for Cora
yesterday.
It was unbelievable how much credit he got yesterday. And we're all like, he's so much better than Boone, and it's why you won the game. And he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't. What are you talking about?
No.
He's only damned if he doesn't.
And he was damned.
I mean, for my God, every time he makes the right decision, people praise the guy up and down, left and right. So, yeah, no, to me, last night is not a big Cora night. You're always going to have some things for the manager to criticize. The Bale one is more of a second guess. By the way, here is Cora after the game on the quick hook with Brian Bale.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough lineup. You know, a bunch of lefties. I thought the at-bats were getting better, you know, with the lefties. And we got a bunch of them in the bullpen, you know, and felt like at that point, kind of like, we have to do this. It's not... doesn't feel good, you know, because you want the kid to go out there and get his experience and pitch, you know, deep into the game. But I felt like at that moment we needed to pivot.
Okay. Needed to pivot.
I really don't hate it. I think you can kind of tell something. And that's what's weird about it is, like, he could tell that Bayo didn't have it and was quick. Couldn't we all tell that Whitlock didn't really have it and he was not quick?
Fair.
So that's why I'm like, all right, that's same manager, same guy that gets to make those calls. I'm okay with it, though, because they loaded up with the lefties, like you said, and obviously Bayo's your only... You have two starters on this whole roster, so you're like, you're going with Bayo. Bayo had a good season, not a great September, but he had a great season, was good twice against the Yankees. Let's see what he can do. He's got good numbers against some of, like, their really good hitters, and early on, I mean, gives up a two-run homer in the first inning, gives up four hits, he walks the guy, and then you're in the third, you're like, oh, this thing could go south. Like, this thing could go sideways. So you go to a well-rested bullpen. I'm okay with it, but you eventually are going to have to go to Whitlock, and then you asked him to do too much.
Well, and again, here's where it's a second guess. It's like, yeah, in real time, you want to win last night, get Bayo out of there. He didn't have it. I agree. But now tonight, you look at it, and you're like, what happens if Early doesn't have it? Like, what?
Well, then Bayo comes in out of the bullpen. Like, threw 28 pitches.
I don't think it's Bayo.
I think Bayo could throw. If you get, depending on what the Yankees lineup looks like, if you want to throw him against, like, Judge Stanton or something.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
The only guys who have not pitched yet in the series are my guy Kyle Harrison.
Oh, my
who
God.
I don't think Cora ever intends to use and probably won't use. I'm surprised he's even on the roster.
No.
Cora hates him.
Yeah.
And Weissert. Other than that, Zach Kelly has barely pitched. I think Kelly only got one out last night. Is that right?
No, if we see Kyle
Harrison. You don't want him to pitch.
No, I don't. I'm just telling you.
No, Weissert did not pitch.
Who hasn't been, worked?
It was Wilson, Slayton, Matz, like, Kelly, Whitlock, Tolley.
So Slayton can come back.
Tolley.
Kelly, if you want him, can come back. Tolley. Whitlock and Wilson, I don't think are going to be available.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Dude, by the way, Peyton Tolley, it gets kind of glossed over.
That was huge.
That was, oh my God.
That was huge.
Bases loaded, Yankee Stadium, protecting a one-run lead.
I was ready for a grand slam. I was bracing. I was going to go bury that mustache down the hall. I was ready for a grand slam.
I was like, this is going to be one of those ones where, like, especially if they don't come back and it's like 4-3 final score and, like, it's going to get buried in there. But, like, what a massive moment to make playoff debut.
I thought, if you want to get on Cora for making mistakes, and credit to him, but while that was happening, I'm like, they just ruined his career.
I'm like, Magna PIG is going to get the Craig Hansen treatment?
I thought they were about to ruin him for his career
here
with that decision
Clay
last
Meredith.
Night. So we'll get to it. That's another good one, Clay
Meredith.
Yeah,
he got
it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.